This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Welcome into another episode of Inside MSide. My name is Bailey Zubke. I'm hosting today, and our guest is head football coach and recent NAIA Hall of Fame inductee, Steve Ryan. Coach, first of all, congrats on the honor and the induction into the Hall of Fame. What was that moment like for you when you were informed that you were being inducted into the National Hall of Fame?
Thanks, Bailey. Thanks for having me on. It was truly, you know, a great honor. It's just, I don't know if it's something that you think about as you're going through the whole process. And one of the things that just gets you to kind of slow down and think about the last 20 years and all the blessings of just being at Morningside and the things that Morningside provides. And I feel all that was good. You know, I mean, you can't get into the Hall of Fame unless people do the paperwork to get you there. I mean, there's just a huge amount of paperwork. And, you know, Casey Jacobson and John Reinders, I think, did a lot to help me with that.
Yeah, and going back to when you got here, you know, a little over 20 years ago now, what were those first couple of years like before, you know, you finally started to break through in 2004, and then obviously you've had a lot of success since then, but what were those first couple of years like where you were transitioning into being at Morningside and trying to lead this program and build this program up?
They were tough. You know, I mean, you know, it was just a tough time at Morningside, and you know, those were really tough years, the transition from the Division II and to NAIA, and, you know, enrollment was down. I mean, there's so much in terms of the college that has changed since then. But those early years were very difficult. You know, I'm going to say this, they had to be difficult. And I think Morningside's in a great place. It's a phenomenal place to be at. But part of that is people made tough decisions. They made hard decisions. We went through tough days, and that's kind of the way life is sometimes. You've got to go through the tough if you want to have something special. And this is a special place.
Yeah, you got to go through the lows to get to the highs. And, I mean, your program along with Morningside is kind of, as a whole, has kind of seen that progression from, you know, the struggles early on to now what your program's been able to do, as well as what university's been able to do growing-wise. And, you know, what was kind of the biggest challenge early on for you, you know, in terms of trying to get that program, trying to get that building as you were, like you said, transitioning into NAIA and everything like that?
Yeah, the hardest thing was just to get young men to come here. And there was so, Westmar had closed. This goes back quite a ways. Westmar had closed. Morningside was transitioning partly because of low enrollment. And just the battle in terms of local people was that Morningside was going under. Morningside wasn't going to make it. It was just all the negative press around Morningside. And just, you know, those first few years, we just struggled to get local young men to come here. And it wasn't until 04 and 05 when we started winning that we started getting local people.
Do you think that part of, you know, the growth of Morningside has kind of followed along with the trajectory of football? Obviously, college football is really big, no matter what level you're at, in terms of importance to the university and students on campus, as well as alumni, prospective students. Do you think that the football progress that you guys have been able to make since, you know, early 2000s to now has kind of coincided with the success Morningside has seen elsewhere?
I'm gonna paraphrase what you're gonna say, and, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna say it has more to do with the athletic department.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the women's basketball team, you know, phenomenal, has had a phenomenal run. What you see with the men's basketball team, the softball team. I mean, there's a number of sports teams, and so I would say the athletic department's development has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
Has had a lot to do with that. They do go together.
For sure. In college football, I mean, there's always talk about building championship culture, and obviously, you know, 13 conference championships, multiple national championships. Early on, how were you trying to build, what were you trying to do to build a winning culture here at Morningside?
Yeah, so I, you know, what is our, one thing is, you know, what is our culture? And I think our kids are tough by our definition of toughness. Which is the ability to keep your courage and your confidence under pressure. And then just the team environment. So early on, just all the things that we did from team, you know, used to be Camp Goodwill, and we'd go over there for a couple days, and we'd climb mountain with our seniors, and we have the junior, you know, trip that we would take as well. And, you know, we just did a lot of team off-season activities in terms of building team and just, you know, putting high standards in place to create a sense of toughness and competition inside of our guys. So from day one, we started doing those things. And just as time has gone on, it's kind of grown. And, you know, we've just had some special groups of guys, especially here in recent years, that have taken it to a new level.
And you alluded that, you know, you never anticipate, you know, a Hall of Fame induction or anything like that. But, you know, did you ever feel like you'd get to the point where you are now with this program, where you have the 3 national championships, the 13 conference championships, all those accolades? Did you ever feel like you would get to this point with this program?
No, but part of that, just kind of going through this, you just realized that we had accomplished all those things. So, I just don't think you get caught up in that. To say it more than anything else, probably a flaw, in people that is that when you're so in it, mm-hmm. you don't really reflect on what you're in. And what you're accomplishing and what's happening. So I think the nature of athletics is you're wrapped up in this year, and right now we're working on 2023. We're thinking about how can we win the conference again? Can we win another national championship? Where we find players, how we build a team. And every year you do that. Once one's done, you get going on the next one.
Do you think that, you know, having this induction this year into the Hall of Fame kind of helped you do a little bit of reflecting, or with the timing of everything, like you said, it kind of, the induction announcement was right before the season was starting, and then, you know, you just had season wrap up and you're already getting ready for next year, but have you had a chance now to kind of reflect a little bit?
Yes, I think the thing that made me reflect the most is not the Hall of Fame. You know, we just have such great assistant coaches here. We have such great players. In my early years, I had a player that was just phenomenal. All-American, academic All-American, phenomenal student, phenomenal person. And the athletic director at that time told me, that's a generational player. You only get one of those in a generation. So I hope you really enjoyed it. And so when I reflect back on my time here, I've had dozens of what you would call generational players. Guys that you're just like, man, I can't believe I had the privilege of coaching that young man. Mm-hmm. So I think what made me reflect most, this is a long story to get to this, is we graduate 38 seniors this year. So we're losing this incredible class of just young men that it's just been a privilege and an honor to coach and to be around. It's like a whole generation of guys. So I think watching all these guys out, and with 38, I'm not gonna start throwing names out because I'll miss one of these 38, but we're just losing a phenomenal senior class of people that just enjoyed being around them and the winning they've done, but more just who they are as people. That's made me stop and just reflect as much as anything.
Sure. In reflection, I mean, what was kind of that first moment where you felt like this program was starting to take those strides into becoming a building a strong culture and becoming a successful program again?
I think right away after we won in 2006, it was like, all right, we've got something going. 4 and 5 was that first group of great players, the first group of great quarterback, and that they had walked out. And then to be able to do it again with a whole nother set of guys, I think that group from 2006 through 2011, where we didn't win conference championships, but those guys, and who they were and their character and what they accomplished, I think a lot of it was going through those years is what built what we have today.
And, you alluded that group wasn't able to win the conference championships that, some of the other groups you've had have been able to. But, what has kind of been that key to sustained success in the GPAC with, now 13 conference championships in just over 20 years?
Great assistant coaches and great players. I mean, those guys, the coaches put in all the work. They do all the work. The players win all the games. So having those group of guys, but I think it comes back to, three things from, one, the toughness of our players, their ability to compete and play and work hard and what they've accomplished, the team, the team unity that they have and their ability to hold together and enjoy playing together, those things. I think those are the hallmarks of the team. And then the talent. the talent then allows those other two things to get to, you know, next levels. And, you know, we've had just great talent here in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you've mentioned that there are a lot of guys in a lot of cases, you know, whether it's players of the year or just, you know, big senior classes that, you know, you don't necessarily want to name out one or two guys and leave somebody off. But, you know, what's kind of been the key to having such successful players both on and off the field and such a grand number of players that have had so much success as well?
One, I think it's recruiting. It's finding them. You know, most of our guys are from right here in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, but we've been able to recruit and find just good men, and I think that's a part of it. Their ability to work hard, you know, takes their talent, turns it into skill, and allows them to be successful. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, a lot of times you just look at it and goes, you know, God's blessed me. He's just been good to me, and one of the ways he's been good to me is giving me great young men to coach.
And I mean, you've talked about the assistant coaches and how much, you know, they've helped build this program as well. Obviously, it can't be done with just one person. You know, what has it meant to you to have, you know, so many, you know, successful assistant coaches, so many assistant coaches who care, you know, as much as you do, as much as the players do about this program?
That's key. And that's another aspect that's so unique to this place is, you know, you look at Casey Jacobson's been here for 19 years. Nate Turner's been here for 17 years. I've got to reflect back on Taylor James, but I think his first season that he played was 2013, and he's been here ever since. You know, Nick Gustav is good. So you have this continuation of coaches that allows you to be more successful in recruiting. So they're focused on this program, the love for the program, and not looking for the next job all the time. And also the amount of time that they put into the young men, you know, there's so much that I get credit for that really belongs to those coaches. They love the players. They care for the players. They're going to their weddings. They're helping them with their act. I mean, it's unbelievable how amazing our assistant coaching pool is here at Morningside.
And you have three national championships now, and, you know, they've all come in recent years, but to have three national championships under your belt, I mean, you know, maybe you probably don't have an answer for this. Which one's your favorite?
The next one. And that, you know, I joke, but that's kind of the way it is. It's the mm-hmm. next one, and you're thinking about that. But if we're going to be, you know, it was 18 because it was the first one. And we just had to go one more step. And we were just struggling all these years to get one more step. And then it was like once we went that one more step, then everything was just wide open for us going forward.
And to be able to win, you know, 3 out of 4 in that sense with the one in 19 and then again the one in 21. I mean, that's, you know, a really successful 4-year stretch. And obviously a lot of, you know, great players came through the program in that stretch as well. But, you know, the recent success has been, you know, very profound at the national level. You know, how has that kind of affected, if it has at all, the program in terms of just getting that national success?
I think it just helps in terms of gives our coaches and our players more recognition, you know, outside of Morningside. It helps us in the area of recruiting, you know, just maybe being able to talk to another level of player.
Did you ever see yourself sticking around here for 20 plus years when you first got here? Or is that kind of just the way things played out?
It's kind of the way things played out. I didn't see it working that way, especially in the early years, you know. I think a lot of it, you know, there's a lot of reasons, you know, for why you stay or whatever. But, you know, one is the college has been very good to me, and that's had a lot to do with it. The college is good to me. The Sioux City community is good to me. It's a great place to raise a family. Having 6 kids, you know, has an impact on that. You know, just having my family around the 5 years that my nephew played for me, you know, and so it becomes a part of the family and community. You know, sometimes there's more things to life than chasing up a ladder or making maybe more money. But there's better things that create a quality of life. And one is just to be around your family and the players and the community, watching guys graduate. There's so much that's good about this job. And really thankful to Morningside that they've given me that opportunity.
And what does this program mean to you? Obviously, spending over 20 years here, you know, it's going to mean a lot. But, you know, can you put into words what this program, you know, means to you personally?
Yeah, I mean, it's in some regards, it's still a job. It's still the game of football. What means the most is just the people, you know. And, you know, I'm doing this interview, and behind you, there's a wall of players, that have played here. And I just, you know, as we're having the talk, you know, I see these pictures of these guys. And that's what the program means to me. It's those guys, who they are, the relationship and the time I've had with them. For many of them, you know, the friendship I have with them even now. So it's the players.
What is your favorite memory of your over 20 years here? Do you have one specific, you know, thing that kind of stands out to you, whether it's a story or a moment over your last 20 years?
Not really. I have lots of stories. You know, a couple things, you know, one, you know, that you wouldn't think of, obviously the winning of the championships, all those celebrations and those times and things. I think one of them that's probably pretty unique is, you know, in 2012, I felt we should have won the national championship and I didn't. I think the next week, all the letters and emails I got from former players, was just moving for me. And all those, I kept all those. I think that's probably, you know, when I look back and I think about it, it's those letters and those moments.
It goes back to the players and the guys who came up through the program.
It always goes back to the players. And it isn't always what, you know, it's not like, oh, this guy was a great player. It's a lot of times players that they don't get to play a lot. But, you know, your job is to make an impact in their lives, you know, because they're with you for 4 years. The reality is so many of them just make an impact in my life, and make my life better. So,
and yeah, has it been, and has it been cool to kind of see the growth, the support the program has gotten as well? Obviously, you know, seeing the crowds down at Elbert Olsen Stadium. I mean, do you ever kind of look up in the crowd sometimes on some of those bigger games, like for example, the Northwestern game this year where you had a nearly sellout crowd? Do you ever look up after the game or during the game and, you know, see, you know, that crowd and kind of reflect on that at all and how much support this program has?
No.
That's fair.
I think part of it is because the crowd's behind me and I'm facing this way. Mm-hmm. But no, I really don't. But I do think we got a phenomenal crowd and support and, you know, just the tailgating and everything else really is special.
What makes Morningside unique? This is kind of my last question I have for you, I guess, is just what makes Morningside unique and what has allowed you to just kind of build this program here with the support that you have from the community?
Well, I think you just threw that word out there, you know, community. The best thing about this place is the people. It's not the buildings, and I'm not saying the buildings aren't great or the facilities, and I'm not saying they're not great, but it really is the people and the coaches and the players is really what makes it special. But I'm going to take it beyond it. There are professors, there's other coaches, they're very successful people, and they too stay even with their success. And so you get people like that around that unselfishly look out for other people. You've got a great place.
All right. I don't think I have anything else for you. I don't know if you have any kind of final thoughts on just all that we've talked about today or anything like that.
Let's go Mustangs.
All right. And that'll do it for this episode of Inside M Side. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully you will continue to listen with us.